We just want to highlight the issue of this conifraization of our county and the detrimental impact it's having on the social fabric of County Leitrim. Because Leitrim is a very rural county. It's made up of very small communities from Tullahan to Barnacoola. And we see over the last decades that we're losing our identity, we're losing our people, and we need a future. And to have a future and sustain a future, we need land. And we need land, farmland, or for people to progress their own farms, you know. So that's where we are. And we want to highlight this issue, because we are being exploited. Like, the government has a target of 17%. We've already reached probably 20% if the truth was told in Leitrim. And it's exploitation at this stage, and we can't take no more of it.
And this is a campaign against non-native species that has been going on for some time, and looks as if you're going to have to continue with this effort, these demonstrations, this protest against such forestry.
Yes, we're going to have, this will be our first, I would say, the seat of power at Dáil Éireann, but we have over the past 12 months, we have had many demonstrations at different venues where Minister for Agriculture, the Minister for Forestry was at. But we're going to Dublin. The people of Dublin and the people of Ireland need to know that it's Irish taxpayers' money that's closing the schools in Leitrim, that is closing the small businesses in Leitrim. When you've got 20% of your land planted, agricultural land planted, you can see the impact that is having. And it's a negative impact, and it's destroying our county. Like, we've only got a population of 32,000. And like Carrick and Shannon's only 3,400, and so you can work it out that everybody lives in small little rural communities, and we're going to fight for the survival of those communities, and we're not going to have foreign investors coming in, buying up our land and taking Irish taxpayers' money to banks abroad. No, it can no longer go on, and we're highlighting this issue in Dublin on the 30th of January.